This is the Harry Minute. Hello everyone and welcome to the Harry Minute. The conversations on Twitter right now is why I am putting out this episode. Usually new episodes drop on Mondays, but there is so much I want to say about this that I have decided to put this out now. I'm not going to refer to any specific events or call any names, but I think that one thing that a lot of us can agree on is that we need to have a conversation about allyship. Now, I have noticed that whenever there are conversations about homophobia and its many forms on social media, there are two groups of people that we find policing the reactions of queer people. We have the outright homophobes who sometimes threaten queer people with harm or tell them to leave the country. Then we have the allies, in quotes, those ones who go, "I don't get the outrage," or "It's not that deep," or "I know gay people, but," or "You people will isolate everyone and no one will stand by you anymore." And personally, I think those are the worst kind of people, in my opinion. To be queer in Nigeria is a struggle. Like, it's a daily fight for your life and your right to exist. There are people that have lost their lives to homophobia, right? Queer women are being raped and are constantly dealing with trauma from family members. People have lost their homes and their jobs to homophobia. Every time someone tweets about their queerness on social media, they're exposing themselves to hate, to ridicule, and to the trauma that only therapy can unpack. So I find it really funny when we find allies making these comments that insinuate that queer people are making it difficult for them to ally. Like, I don't get it. Like, for some reason, you assume your life is more difficult than individuals who wake up every day and have to choose life in a society that wants to see them dead. It is one thing to create your space from outright homophobes, right? It's another thing when you let someone who you feel should know better into your space, only to find out that all they will do is gaslight you and dismiss your pain. That thing hurts like hell. Like, do you really think queer people want to be oppressed? Do you think anyone wants to live in constant fear of their lives? Like, to constantly be looking over one's shoulder and thinking maybe this is the last day before I would get harassed, or before someone would beat me up, or before I get arrested, or before I get killed. The truth is, allyship is not a walk in the park. It's not meant to be easy. It's not about you. You cannot make it about you, because in the end, your privilege will protect you. The truth is, after you perform your ally duties, in quotes, for the day, you will go back to your cis heteronormative life, and queer people will still have to deal with the trauma that comes with navigating various spaces in society. This trauma that only therapy can attempt to fix, and therapy can sometimes be hard to get for the average queer person. You know, thank God for a few NGOs like Tears and ICA who offer free therapy services to queer people. But it's important that you use your privilege to amplify queer voices and not speak over them. Listen and try to understand why there is outrage over a particular issue. Listen and learn how behavior you might consider everyday behavior is not an excuse to be homophobic. When women speak about their experiences, the decent thing to do is listen and do better. I would assume that we're all on the same page when it comes to that. Now, apply this to when it's queer people. You can't tell a marginalized group how to deal with their pain when you don't even have an idea what it feels like. You can't dictate what should get them upset or not. Because to be fair, you don't have an inkling. It's not your reality. It's not how it works. The truth is, we are all learning and unlearning as we go along, and sometimes part of unlearning is having difficult conversations. Are we going to have those conversations, or do you just want a prize for doing the barest minimum? Like, I really want us to do better with our allyship this year. If you find yourself in the majority, listen more. Listen to the people that you are allying for. If you say that, oh, you're an ally to women, listen to women when they speak. If you say you're an ally to queer people, listen to queer people. I want us to understand that even though our struggles are intersectional, some have it worse than others. I'm really hoping we can move past this performance allyship that we're all doing to a place where our actions start to speak louder than our voices. Because what I'm seeing right now is not it at all. And that's the Harry Minute. Bye for now.